Hi Gemini, how are you? Welcome to your horoscope psychic tarot reading for the month of December 2021. Thank you for listening and watching. I am Lamar Townsend. If you're new to my channel, I'm a psychic and energy channeler, a tarot reader, and an astrologer. And if you'd be interested in a reading from me, check out my website, lamartownsendtarot.com. As you can see, if you're watching on Twitch, it's right on the screen here. If you're listening on my podcast, then come over to twitch.tv/lamartownsendtarot if you want to view the live video version of this podcast. Let's get right into it. If you would like a reading, I do psychic tarot readings, birth chart readings, I do candles, I do past life readings if you want to learn about your past lives, I do natal chart readings. Oh, I said that already. I think I said that already. I also do mediumship readings if you want to connect to your ancestors and things of this nature. So let's go ahead and get right into the reading. This is for Gemini, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between. Thank you for listening and watching. Make sure you follow, share, subscribe as well. Thank you for your support. Please excuse my window. It is open. Thank you for cleansing and clearing the energy of this deck from any past readings. In the name of the Mother, the Daughter, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's see what is coming up for the zodiac sign Gemini. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Gemini for the month of December 2021? What's coming up for the zodiac sign Gemini for the month of December 2021. Or close the blinds a bit. For the nosy people outside, I have all my lights on. If you're listening on my podcast, I have all my lights on for the camera, all right, the video. So of course, you know, when people walk past, they see all the lights. Gemini, you get the Ace of Cups as your first card. Emotional fulfillment, happiness. This can also be pregnancy, so I don't know, maybe if there's pregnancy around you or someone around you, or meaning you or someone around you. This could also be pregnant with maybe a new idea, abundance, prosperity in some way, shape, or form. A metaphoric type of pregnancy. It doesn't have to be pregnancy at all, but it definitely would be emotional fulfillment, happiness. With the Ace of Cups coming out, you're in, for the most part, a happy place in your life. There's happiness going on around you in some way, shape, or form, or something that is making you happy, perhaps someone that is making you happy for some of you, all right? Or once again, there's something where you have reached a state of happiness once again in your own life. I also get fairy energy. I don't know why, but like I get fairy and dragon energy around you, for some of you. Very interesting. Fairy and dragon energy. Not in a bad way, in a good way, like you're protected, alright? I get the Seven of Swords, though, so there may be a little bit of feeling like your head's a little bit underwater, or you're, you know, trying to keep it above water. When it comes to money, finances, and personal belongings at this time, it's like there's all this good going on around you, but, you know, there may be still things you owe or things you're trying to pay off, or, you know, just goals you're trying to reach. Spirit is saying it's a little bit of a balancing act. If you look in the card, in the Seven of Swords, it looks like this guy is trying to balance all the swords he's holding. All right? It's a balancing act. And there's something about you are someone, I get the energy Gemini, and this is for Gemini Sun, Moon, Rising. You're someone where you don't like to let people see you sweat. But there's something about don't let your pride get in the way of a downfall that could be avoided. It's almost like you're juggling everything so much. It's like maybe that one moment your arm gives out because it's so tired for a moment, or your leg gives out for a moment. That one second, everything comes crashing down. You know, like you don't want that to happen when you've done so much to keep everything afloat. But there is some toxic energy maybe going on around you a little bit in terms of your thoughts and communication. Whether this be communication with self or others. Alright? I want to say. It could be both as well. I feel like there's something about anxiety, worry, fear within you. But also the energies around you at times most likely aren't befitting to that or aren't helping that. That which is going on within you, already in your own thoughts or mind. So be aware of that. Maybe sometimes you need to get out, go for a walk or go somewhere on your own to get your mind right. That's okay. Know that. I do get the Ace of Pentacles, so if there are any changes you were hoping that will take place emotionally or within the home, family, it's definitely going to take some time with the Eight of Pentacles coming out, as Eight does deal with time, patience, long-term energy, whether it be long-term health or long-term goals and aspirations, both of these things, all right? And it does show up in the placement of emotions, all right? So we also want to be aware of emotional health too, right? Hi, Dre00723. Thank you for being here. The next card I get for you is the Three of Wands. Right now I'm doing Gemini for December 2021, but if you'd like a personal reading, definitely check out my website, lamartownsandtarot.com. The link is right there on the screen. Three of Wands, Gemini, would speak of you maybe, I get for some of you who are single, have options. Like, definitely don't put all your eggs in one basket. But I get also, I want to say have options in general. Like, don't put all your eggs in one basket, period. Like, if you're hoping to ride on something this month, like, have other things going on. You know, if you're waiting for that one thing to come through, that one email, that one approval letter, you might want to have other things to occupy your time while you wait. Or while you wait for that one thing to come through, you may want to look at other avenues of reaching your goal. Say you're, like, looking for a loan for a business or whatever, and it's like you're looking for a specific loan from one firm or company or loan, lending, you know, place, right? While you wait, you may want to also look into other options. It's basically what Spirit is saying, as you know, just for example. All right, some of you could be starting something new though in terms of your work, job, health sector of your life at this time, starting new habits. I feel like I want to stay particularly with health, Gemini. Some of you may be starting new habits this month, and it may be because we're in December, it may be one of those things where it's like a new year, we're getting ready for a new year, so I may as well start now kind of thing. I would say do that. You know, it's particularly for you better to start early than, you know, later, or right on the dot even. All right, it's kind of like, you know, the energy of you're early when you're 5 minutes, you know, you're on time when you're 5 minutes early or something like that. Like something like that. Or you're on time when you're 10, 20 minutes early. Like that's the energy I get. Like be ahead of the curve. I get a Knight of Cups, so it definitely could be a Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio. Male or masculine energy could be important for you in some way, shape, or form in terms of one-on-one relationships and business partnerships if this isn't you or your energy. Definitely could be someone maybe who is younger, maybe someone who you know but are familiar with but don't know that well. If this isn't like you or vice versa. So Spirit is saying, like, be aware of this, be open. Knight of Cups can be a Scorpio energy in particular, so perhaps maybe there's a Scorpio around you or that you're dealing with. It does seem like in the midst of change, maybe in the midst of an ending, a new beginning starts. All right. So once again, I would say, Gemini, don't be afraid of change or things moving into a new era, things moving into a new phase in your life. I don't know why I get the energy where maybe for some of you, maybe some of you have been working, but you've been out of work. And now the new era brings in money through unemployment or money through more passive means. Maybe there's something in that where spirit has put you in a place of sitting down or no longer operating in the way that you used to learn new skills, to learn new capabilities, to try new things. Because I feel like you are kind of entering a new phase in your life. And it's not ironic that all of these things are coming up at the end of the year of 2021. I think this next year for you in 2022 is a year of you taking chances and risks and trying new things. A lot of you may be pulled or called to move or travel even, to go to school or invest in education, like I said, new skills, something like that. And I feel like December 2021 is gearing you up for that energy in 2022. All right, Gemini? But Justice card shows up, so I'm not sure if there is something going on with work, business, career. Some of you may be like hoping for things to get resolved in some way, shape, or form. Things to go in your favor. Once again, it's like the energy of if you're waiting for something to come through, like occupy your time of waiting with other things as well. Or like find other avenues of achieving a goal or something like that. But I do see things or something turning out in your favor possibly by the end of the month. Particularly maybe if it involves you in a group of people. Also, I would say Gemini network. If you're looking for new opportunities to start something new or just in general network, utilize social media, utilize the internet technology if you're already doing that. There's something where this could be a strong month for you in terms of that. Networking, social media, the internet technology, all right, could be strong for you in December 2021, Gemini. The last card I get for you is the Eight of Swords. So I feel like there's something with you where there's a little bit of stubbornness going on in the sense of I feel like there's some changes you need to make. I feel like you also know that these changes are most likely long-term changes. And there's a little bit of stubbornness. It's like, I don't want to change. I don't want to have to do this, you know. I don't want to have to move into this phase of my life. Like, it's almost like you're fighting it. But I feel like in change comes abundance, a new beginning, the Ace of Pentacles. All right, something that brings in stability, financial stability, security. All right, so don't be afraid of change this month in December, particularly with work. Don't be afraid to also take... I don't hear take a pay cut. I'm hearing don't be afraid to take a settlement, maybe. I don't know why some of you could be dealing with that. Like, there's something about that. Like, don't be afraid to take a settlement or the settlement. All right, maybe that's for someone particular out there. All right, Gemini, that is all I have for you. Thank you so much for allowing me to read for you. I hope I was able to give you some clarity and insight. If you would like a personal reading, check out my website, lamartownsendtarot.com. Until the next one, love and light. God bless. Have a great month.